real to yourself,
Hey,
to
man.
oneself, you know?
That's what it's all about, man. As long as you're real with yourself, you're good.
Yeah, there you go. You know, you have nowhere else to go. All right, man, fuck it. Y'all ready to get it?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. 3, 2, 1. Welcome to another segment of Tales from the Blind Side. Again, I'm Trey Thomas, and I got my guys with me, Jamal Jackson and Todd Harriman, again, man, where we're going to break this game down and get into some of the things and, you know, really just talk about, I mean, what are we dealing with here, you know? So,
what are we doing?
I don't know what we're doing. You know,
what are we doing? What are we doing here?
I don't know. You know, I sit back and you look at this game and it's like, all right, you know what? I'm thinking, you know, hey, man, we're going to be able to handle this out. You know, I really didn't expect much going into this Baltimore game just because, you know, the type of team that Baltimore is just historically has always had a good defense. You know, they're going to be well coached. Coach Harbaugh is going to come out there, put in the work, get these guys ready. And you knew going into this that it was going to be a problem dealing with our offensive line and just trying to get things going, you know, with mismatches. You got Jamon Brown stepping into his first start. You got Jack Driscoll coming back in because because Lane Johnson can't play. And you know, Jordan Mailata is still going. So, what the hell?
Man.
I mean, what are we
Where
doing?
Where do we begin? Where do we begin?
Ooh.
Oh, man. You know what? Like you said, you weren't expecting a whole lot. So, expectations were low going into this game. I think we all agree on that. Expectations were low. So, you know, we have to be kind of pleasantly pleased because expectations were so low with how things transpired. Think of it from a broad spectrum. We scored quite a few points for a disheveled offense. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Quite a few points for a disheveled offense.
Yeah.
And like you said, it's an AFC North defense. Dude, they're a pretty stout defense. And I think, you know, the showing. Okay, so basically, I had four thoughts after this game.
Okay. Yeah. I can't wait to hear your quick thoughts after the game. Let's get into your
I had some quick emotional thoughts. Number one, Calais Campbell is still a fucking monster out there. He looks like he's just like taking people along for the ride on his way to the quarterback.
Yeah, man.
Still doing it. Gotta account for that guy.
Yeah.
Second thought, who the fuck is number 64? After our boy Driscoll went out, I was like, who is this?
Who knows, I mean,
double up on the beers and get back up to playing weight.
For real, get your wind up, because I mean, right now it's all hands on deck. I mean, I have absolutely no idea who these guys are. Just
all hands on deck, man. They got to get bitches out of the sea. Like, man, they got bodies falling left and right. You're getting guys off the street, off of other people's practice squads, and it's just a mess right now. And, you know, for all the criticism that's been thrown number 11 way, I got to say, man, that was a heroic-ass effort he gave. Like, it really was nobody out there helping him. Like, nobody. The offensive line didn't give him nothing. The receivers barely gave him anything. His tight end bailed on him. You know, so, I mean, I actually kind of went back and looked at the first half. Mm-hmm. I mean, they didn't get a first down until 5 minutes left to go in the second quarter. And that was because of the I guess, the read option that Jalen Hurts ran. So,
yeah, you bring Jalen Hurts in to be the spark.
It was just trying to, you know, just trying to find, you know, some semblance of goal in a pot of trash. Cause I mean, that's just what it was, man. It was a bad first half, but luckily they had a second half. So,
yeah. So we get ready to go into this game. Jaymon Brown, he was the new guard that they brought in from Atlanta, you know, and he's coming in, he's coming in to play right guard and replacing, you know, what would be Brandon Brooks. Matt Pryor had a situation where a close friend came up positive. So now that means that Matt Pryor can't play in the game. So now you have Jaymon Brown stepping in to go ahead and make his first start. So he does an interview with John Clark and says, you know, well, whoever he does the interview with now with the Zoom. And he says, you know, yeah, I talked to Brandon Brooks, you know, had a good conversation with him. But you know what? I'm going to bring my own swag to the game. Never have I heard the term swag used to describe offensive line play. So I guess we should have expected what happened based off that bullshit.
I mean, he didn't say that, man.
Yes, he did. Quote, I'm going to bring my own swag. Kind of like as if he was saying, like, you know what? You know what? Hey, I appreciate you talking to me, Brandon, but I got this. I got this under control, dog. I'm going to bring my own swag to the table. Well, and you open up with a sack.
I guess I would have to pass on that brand of swag.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, because
yeah. No thanks.
Yeah. Well, because I looked it up, and anytime someone uses a term, I love to go to the Urban Dictionary and look up the meaning. You know, just to kind of, you know, stay up on what's going on, because the Urban Dictionary, depending on who you ask, is damn near like Webster. So I just go ahead and just look up swag. So swag
it's Willie.
Is
it's Willie.
Huh?
It's Willie, the black version of Webster. Willie.
Yeah, pretty much. You know what I'm saying? Kind of keeps you abreast of what's going on, what the kids are saying nowadays. You know, keeps you hip. You know, so I look up swag. I'm like, all right, well, let me see what swag means, you know, in the Urban Dictionary. And in the Urban Dictionary, swag is like if you show up to an expo. Something we all get is what swag is. Yeah, swag bag. Yeah, so a swag bag. Something we all get when you go to the expo.
This is dangerous. This is dangerous when you start to abbreviate your words, because swag was originally intended as an acronym for stuff we all get, right? I believe what he was referring to was swagger. I believe he was referring to swagger. I think maybe he has the wrong mindset by cutting it down to swag, and he has his own wrong thing.
Yeah, see, when you fling it out, man, you just give it a different meaning, you know?
Because it did turn into something they all got. You know what I'm saying? So, you brought swag to the table.
I think Carson got it the most, though. He got it the most.
Yeah, but I mean, when Campbell can come out of this game, man, and he can turn around and say, you know what, I had 3 sacks, 4 quarterback hits. How many tackles for a loss did he have? I think he had maybe, you know, 4 tackles for a loss, man. I mean, you know, he had 3 sacks.
Every tackle he had was for a loss.
3 sacks, 4 tackles for a loss, 4 quarterback hits. Yeah, swag was being handed out.
It's like a fucking video game out there with him. You see guys just like falling off of him.
Man, it was just ridiculous. And then there was one time where Jaymon went out to block him, and I mean, Campbell just gave him like a hump move, and it's like he threw him out of the club. Like, dog, you don't have on the right, you don't have on the right dress code or whatever. Just like threw his ass out of there, dog. He rolled probably a strong 3 to 5 yards away from the play. And came out of it with a cartwheel. Damn near took Miles' knees out. I mean, you know, it was not a good performance, man.
Mm-hmm. No, it wasn't. But you know,
no green tees in the club.
I mean,
no,
you can't
no white tees, dog. He come in there trying to come in there with a white tee. Get your ass up out of here.
You can't kill the man too bad. I mean, he just got here like 3 weeks ago. You know,
no,
so
this isn't a spring chicken,
bro. Yeah, bro. Travis Fulgham been here, what, 3 weeks? Travis Fulgham been here 3 weeks. We're about to hang his shit up in the rafters last week.
Yeah,
hey, but that's a lot different going from offensive line playing against, you know, playing in the middle of two guys and trying to get that chemistry as opposed to, man, let me just run routes because I know my quarterback, man, he gonna get it to me somehow, some way. It's a big difference. I mean, it takes a lot of takes a lot of practice for the guy to get comfortable in there. Like, he just found out I think Wednesday or Thursday that he was starting. Dude just got here 2 weeks ago. Like, you got to cut him a little bit of slack. I mean, what's the name? Did hand it to him a couple times, but while watching him, and I saw some of the like the clips or highlights that they shown, it wasn't all his fault.
Like, no, it wasn't all his fault.
Like, I mean, it was some guys in there.
Kelsey got beat on one. Yeah.
You know, he had some problems as well. I mean, you can blame it to he's playing with four new guys, but the way they set, it kills me every time. He sets on the line of scrimmage. They get susceptible to the pick every time. You can't do that. Like, you got to set back. I know setting back, he's giving up 100-something pounds because he's a smaller center, but if everybody's on the same level, you don't get picked like that. You don't have your right guard hanging out to dry. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it's like I think it's like a little bit of a coaching error, more or less, than these guys getting beat, like flat out beat.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Now, when you say a coaching error, now, hey, whoa, you know, everybody kind of hold Coach Stout as being like the greatest thing since, you know, whatever, when it comes to offensive line play. You know what I'm saying? So, kind of, yeah.
I mean, bro, hey, look, he's a good offensive line coach. I've never met the guy before. I've heard great things about him, but just seeing, like, with the younger guys that he has, like the guys that you need to develop, the guys that aren't as talented, that aren't a Jason Peters, you can't get to that shade, or you can't get out of your stances fast. Like, those guys need to be taught technique in order to get them to that next level. Like, some of these guys, they can't do that. Like, luckily for them, the guy Mailata, he's somewhat of an athlete. So you can work with, you can like mold them into what you want to be. But those other guys down the line, like the Herbigs, what's the one guy that went out for the COVID thingy? He kind of like started the other right guard. These guys start off shaky. They need technique, you know, because they're not as talented as, you know, our Brandon Brooks is, you know. So,
right.
You know, but it's more or less technique.
Yeah, but I also think throwing that on the coach is tough because they only have so much time this season. It's 2020. Things are different. You know what I mean? Haven't had a training camp to go over the hours and hours that you used to have for drill work. It's all about trying to get the scheme out there and then throw bodies in place for the scheme and hope to God that the guys you're throwing out there understand at least the scheme. You know what I mean? Because if they're just thinking about the scheme, they're going to get whooped up either way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I understand that. I know it's not all the coach. I'm just saying there can be, you know, a teaching moment in some of those plays because, you know, I saw from the get-go, the one where Calais went over Kelsey, he was turned sideways, the linebacker picked him. Yeah. And he was straight up and straight back. They can see that. They can see everything in front of him. It's just a little minor thing. So, you know, with all these interchangeable offensive linemen, they need to just focus on, like, the little things, like the technique.
I
think one thing that they got to really focus on moving forward is staying on the same level and switching off them games because they're going to get –
yeah,
exposed
they're gonna get it.
Down the road. They're just gonna keep getting it if they don't figure out. You see those guards? They're young. They're nervous. They're soft set and so far back, and it just exposes Kelsey because he's up there on the line, and it's just bad news when they start running those games, the two man games, the three man games, the backer stunts. It's just you start getting off on a track. You're gonna see Carson running a lot more, and I don't think that's necessarily gonna be good for him.
Absolutely not, man. I mean, when you come out of a game where you just look at the amount of pounding that he's taken in these first five games. I mean, you know, this is a six sack game. This was a six sacks game, 16 quarterback hits, and then, you know, 16 quarterback hits. Last week was what, 3-5 sacks, 10 quarterback hits. You start off the season with 8 sacks, 16 quarterback hits. He has been taking a pounding. I mean, already right now, he's at 25 sacks.
I mean, and this is where, you know, you got to, like, kind of place some of the blame upstairs, you know, with Howie in the front office, because if he's your main asset, why not protect him? You know, Jason Peters is like pretty much on his last leg. He's going to retire soon. They don't really have that much faith in the Dillard kid. You know, from reports were last year, like, you know, they're trying to put the dog in him. You're supposed to already have it in you. You know what I'm saying? So they're like trying to like put this makeshift offensive line in front of $100 million quarterback and dudes out there gutting it out week in and week out. It's going to be one of these weeks where, you know, he likes to play the Superman ball. That's all fine and dandy until that renders you on the sideline. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it just got to be, you know, when do they pull the reins back? Because yesterday, I actually thought they should have shot him. The game was out of
heroic.
Right. The game was
out.
And yeah, they came back or whatever. But damn, what if one of those sacks that he tried to elude where he ducks under, they land on his back. Now he's out again. You know, it's, I know you don't put the play scared, but man, that's more important games down the line than just trying to be the AFC opponent in like fucking early October.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, playing so heroic like that, when I mean, and he did, like you were saying, he had a heroic game and like, you know, turned a lot of heads like up on him and are like, you know, Carson, it wasn't his fault, you know, but still, bro, if you're playing heroic like that, you shouldn't be losing the games and tying the games. You should be winning the games with a heroic performance. You know what I mean? You're gutting through some stuff. You're being heroic. Those got to be W's.
Of course.
Not going to be anything. You're not even going to be a 500 team if your heroic performances are coming up short.
Yeah, yeah. And my thing is, so you look at – I know a lot of people want to put it on Carson or whatever, but then you look at what Doug is doing. You know what I'm saying? Because to me, it just seems like at times the play calling gets extremely stagnant. There's no creativity within the offense. So you saw, like you were saying, Jack, they didn't get a first down until 5 minutes left into the second quarter when you got Hurst to come in there and run a couple QB reads or whatever. I mean, you know.
Wait. Let me stop you for a second. Like, you put it on Doug a little bit. But I have to challenge that because – the one turnover that they did have, he killed that play. That was a call it and run it. He killed it and took the and did the zone read. Unfortunately, he fumbled, but that was one of those things that Doug was talking about. We have a lot of call it and run it plays, and sometimes Carson will switch out of it for whatever reason. You know, he does. So I wouldn't put a lot of it on Doug because the quarterback has a lot of freedom to change out of whatever he sees.
Yeah, but I just look at – when I look at other teams around the league, you see a little spice in there. You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't – what are we doing that's a little different? You bring Jalen Hurst in there to do a couple zone reads, that throwback, the double throwback to the quarterback.
That was a wasted play.
Yeah, you know, that was a whole lot of play for just 3 yards. We still can't run a screen to save our life.
And we went over it. We clearly went over it.
Jack, hey, maybe we ought to go over the pre-snap reads.
Yeah.
Post-snap thing. Go ahead. Take us through the pre-snap reads, Jack.
So let's go through a pre-snap read of a screen. All right, so we're on the left hash. We want to run whatever our screen is to the right.
Yeah, because you don't want to get out.
I don't want to get out. Let me block on the backside. Yeah, I don't want to get out.
It doesn't even matter about the progression. They don't call it. I don't think they called a screen this week. If they did,
so they tried to. It just said they tried to throw one to Miles, but no one blocked the rushers. No one blocked the defensive line. Defensive line comes through clean. Bam! They hit Carson, and the timing of it was off, and they weren't going to make it to their landmarks anyway. So it was going to be a busted.
But that kind of was the story of the game in the first half. You know, what did you guys think of the second half?
You know, before we get into the second half, let's pay a couple bills, man. Let's go ahead. Yeah,
bill
man. We got sponsorships now, man. We're moving up in the world, man. So let's talk about Body Check with Todd Hammond. He's going to go and give us a little something on Body Check real quick.
Hey, do you like CBD? Fuck yes, you do. And if you're going to use CBD, why wouldn't you use my CBD? Body Check Wellness is a full-spectrum hemp-derived CBD company that I started with my friend Riley Cote of the Philadelphia Flyers. Some of the main things that we go after is inflammation and helps with your sleep pattern. Some may say it's the best CBD out there. I actually said it earlier today when I was talking to a friend. But if you don't believe me, you should go try it yourself. Go to bodycheckwellness.com. That's BODYCHEK wellness.com and enter promo code blindside for 20% off all of your purchases. Body Check Wellness. Thank you.
There you go, man. And I know I use a lot of it too. I love CBD, you know.
Yeah, it helps. All the rage. It's all the rage these days, and there's all sorts of snake oil out there being sold. So you gotta be careful. Gotta be careful.
But yeah, I definitely into it, man. So yeah, it definitely helped me. So definitely gonna continue on with it. But yeah, man. So all right. So now second half. So now we're moving on to the second half of it, man. And first of all, hold on. You got the second half. I think that was the Miles Sanders big run. So, yeah. You know, he breaks out on his big run and he fumbles at the, 5-yard line? J.J. Arcega-Whiteside is doing an amazing job blocking downfield, scoops the ball in the end zone, and then celebrates. How did you feel about that?
I wish I would have put money on that shit.
Yeah. That he would have scored a touchdown. I mean, you know what? Why not?
So you know how much money a touchdown would bring in from him?
Yeah. I think it was like plus 400.
Right.
But he celebrated. I mean, Miles is on the ground, beating the ground, and J.J. Arcega-Whiteside gets the ball, raises his hands up, and like hits his chest like, yeah, I scored. And I'm like,
you're damn right. You're damn right. Hey, to be honest, I don't know if he's ever going to get one in the NFL again, so you better take that time to get the Instagram pictures. You get all the pictures
you get
the screen grabs, and you post them, and you share, and you take it while you can, man, because I don't know when the next time is going to come.
Well, he scored again on a two-point conversion.
Yeah, two-point conversion.
Yeah, so he had a two-point conversion. So he's, but when he scored, though, I was just like, dude, what the fuck are you doing? just go get the ball. You should go get the ball and go give it to Miles Sanders while he's on the ground. You're standing over him pretty much with your hands in the air, beating on your chest, like, yeah, I just scored.
I mean, it was a hell of a 60-yard block.
He did block the man for about 40 yards. I mean, you know.
And dude, I thought I heard somewhere that he does not play special teams.
Wow.
So, like, he's not a gunner or nothing.
So he just.
That would explain a lot.
Huh.
That would explain a lot.
So, like, so they won't throw you the ball
but anyway,
off,
hey,
and they won't put you on defense. So, okay.
All right. So, I mean.
Second round draft pick right there.
Yeah, hey, man, I mean, he has a nice little setup there. I mean, you know, you come in, you just show up. You don't have to worry about any special team meetings, beating your body up, being a gunner and all that extra stuff, you know.
Hey, man, bodycheckwellness.com, man.
There you go, man. Get your body check wellness.
Get into it, dog. Get you another year or two on your career.
Get you some CBD, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, man.
He's a little bit of that anxiety you got about catching the ball.
Yeah. But you know what? He called a nice pass, man, in the end zone. So, okay, so now we get Miles Sanders touchdown. And then we go for two. So now it's 17-6. What are we going for two for?
I understand it. I really
do. You understood it? Okay.
I understood it. All right. So, yeah. Okay. So, you go for two now because it's early enough in the game. Whereas, okay, they got 17 points. If I go for two now, I have 8. Right?
Yeah.
And they got 17, right? Uh-huh. So, the next time I get the ball, if I score, I'm going to go up. Instead of tying it. Like, Doug is thinking about winning the game, not tying it. Like, that's why you go for it. That's why you go for two. Well, that's why he went for two. So it wouldn't be like we have to, the field goal, it won't tie the game. It'll actually win the game for them.
Say what now?
All right, so let's start from the beginning.
They go for six, and then they go for six.
If they get two, okay, that's eight, right?
That's eight.
Right. All right. So they get the ball again, right?
So if you score again, you only get 15.
Yeah, you get 15. That's like, all right, when you score, you get 15. They don't have to go for two. They don't have to go for two then. When they get the ball back, a field goal wins it instead of tying it. Like, it's all about winning the game. That's why he goes for two. Like, they explained it. Well,
yeah, but if he went for one there, then say we get to the end of the game, then he's going for two for the win rather than the tie.
And then the play was bullshit anyway.
It was a bad play all in all. Like, I don't know.
Good.
I don't know why they ran that. So it didn't matter anyway.
Wow. That was so fucking anticlimactic.
I mean, it was just awful. I mean,
give me a fucking scramble or something to get my hopes up for possibility. You just get crumbled right there, bro.
Yeah, I mean, right there. I mean, you put Jalen Hurts in there at quarterback, and you know that everybody knows that you're going to try to run a zone read, and they came in there and crushed that shit like it was like, you know. And Jalen, he just went head on and just dropped to the ground like, all right, you know what? You got me.
You got me.
Yeah, you know what? All right.
Dumb play.
Yeah.
he was just playing the odds for the two-point conversion because if you don't get it there, you can get it at the end of the game. Well, I understand what you're saying, Todd. You know, you kick the field goal, and it's 7 points. So now you're down a touchdown and a field goal. But what Doug was thinking is you get the two-point conversion, and now instead of a touchdown and field goal to tie it, a touchdown and field goal will win it. Like, he wasn't playing for the tie. That's all.
Well, I just think – I'll tell you this much. It doesn't bode well for the confidence in your kicker.
Yeah, no, not at all.
You ask him to kick like a 54-yarder. He ain't hitting that shit either.
No, yeah, he missed a 52-yarder.
He missed a 45-yarder. Didn't he miss a 45-er?
I don't know, guys. He missed a field goal, bottom line.
Yeah, he definitely
not
missed
good.
One.
Like, yeah.
We're on the other side.
You win a Super Bowl, I guess that can buy you a couple years of leniency right there.
It can't, man. Like, damn, dude, they're already trying out other kickers, dude. Other kickers came in for like workouts and shit. And I'm like, damn.
Yeah, bro, you have a missed field goal in a game that you lose by two. You best bet they're going to try out some fucking kickers.
Well, this was last week because he missed the 50. Dude, he missed a 57-yarder at Heinz Field, which was the longest field goal attempted at that field ever.
Yeah, ever.
Like, dude, you don't go.
Didn't we like say nah earlier? Nah, you can't kick that far. We're gonna go ahead and punt it and have a tie.
So there you go.
Didn't we already?
We actually did that. Yeah.
A bunch of mixed signals going on, man. Like, I don't know.
I tell you what, this kicker is mind fucked beyond all belief right now.
I know. Like, he's like, dude, they're going for two in the like our first score.
The first score. The poor damn kid. I feel bad.
He can only warm up on kickoffs and shit. Like, come on, man. You gotta give old Jack Elliott some action, man.
Yes, give me started. I better get my tea.
Like, they don't practice any fucking way. Come on, let's be honest. Like, they sit up. It's him and it's the long snapper and the punter. They're on the other field. I don't know. What are you talking about? Family shit, I guess.
Sit around and go play video games.
Play video games all day until it's special teams, which is like, what, 40 minutes, 30 minutes?
Yeah.
I don't know, bro. It seemed like an ideal job.
Yeah, but like you said, man, psychologically, he's fucked.
But when you miss a 45-yarder, I mean, you know, it's not the ideal job anymore. I mean, especially when you look over there and you got Tucker over there drilling them bitches from 55 yards.
He's a fucking beast.
The orchestra after every kick, like he can see you no boy, like a
man. Tucker's one of those goats though.
He is. But I mean, damn it, Jake. Come on,
that's not a game. That's not a game in which you need to be slipping up. You need to bring your A game when you got number 9 over there. Because 9 times out of 10, that 3 is gonna be 3 if he's kicking it. So, like, he don't miss.
Nah, that's true, man. That's true. So, you know what? This was our first game having fans back in the stadium. And I kind of skipped over this a little earlier. But I always said that, you know, it's one thing to get booed when you got 60, 70,000 in there, but it's totally different when you got 5,000, only 5,000 in there. That's a special type of boo right there, because it can be very, you're going to hear the end of
it's an intimate boo.
Yeah, it's an intimate boo. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Very intimate boo.
Yo, that's like, could you imagine being like all geeked up? You got this menu all planned out and you invite like a group of friends over for a dinner party, right? And you think that you just fucking kill it. You bring it all out, everybody eats, and then afterwards they all just kind of like sit back and they're just all like, boo.
You know
how hurt, you know how hurt you would be, bro. Yeah.
I know. 5,000 people, man. And I mean, you knew it was coming, especially with the way that first half was going, that there was going to be some boos. And sure enough, I just felt like, you know what? That 5,000 boo hurts way more than if it was a packed stadium. Because that's an intimate boo. That's the heavy people that pay all of that money. They risk COVID and everything else to come out there and watch you play. And, you know, you're not performing the way you should. And then now, you know what? They're going to let you have it. And it's going to be very intimate. You're going to hear that each and individual boo. It's not like a whole collective. You're going to hear that boo, boo, boo. You know what I'm saying? It's, I just felt like that would be a little bit more intimate. And a little bit,
when it's a full stadium, you can almost convince yourself that it's the visiting fans that are booing you. Literally, when it's 5,000 people, 20% of them are your family members that came to watch you play.
So, they're booing you too.
They're getting you. Yeah, they're booing you too.
Boy, the way they roared
like,
back.
God, David, I bought your tickets. What are you doing?
Super anticlimactic. It was just a letdown. Wow. So yeah, that day, y'all got to ride home with them.
Right? It's just been wild, man. Hey, you know, and you just keep plugging along through there. You know, we got to look, turn around and flip over to our defensive side of the ball, man. And just talk about, like, you know, I know that, you know, you go into this game, you know what type of player Lamar Jackson is. I mean, you know, he's the most dangerous cat on the field that, you know, anytime he touches the ball. But then it's just, I felt like still our linebackers, man, they're undisciplined. Some of the younger guys, they were making a couple plays. I thought there was a little bit of improvement. They got Gary out of there when they went to dime a couple times. They brought in Singleton, I believe is his name. And, you know, and so they was trying to mix in some of these younger linebackers to get going. But, man, you know, when you got someone like Lamar Jackson, he's not – to me, he's a athletic – he's like a big Vic, you know what I'm saying? Like a young Vic, extremely talented, extremely fast. But I don't think Lamar has the same arm talent as Vic.
Yeah, he threw some ducks out there yesterday, you know. But that – like, man, everybody knows, like, that's not really his game, you know. He's that read option. Soon as that guy sinks in, he's out. So, and he caught them late in the second half with that, kind of ran Gary up out of form a little bit. Wasn't he a track guy?
Yeah, the White Snake was a track guy. But
it doesn't translate to his football speed.
But he was in Dakota, though. He was in the Dakotas. I mean, you ain't down there.
The White Snake played safety in college, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but he was a track guy, though.
He was a track guy. They were saying he was... Yeah.
No, he runs like this, Todd. Like that.
He needs to go to Gene Noonan's school of speed or some shit like that. That's not how you're supposed to run, bro.
I mean, I'm looking at Lamar Jackson run past him. Like, Lamar Jackson ran track. Like, that's how you're supposed to be running, dude. Like, catch him.
it was one time with Lamar Jackson. I think it was, I mean, what was it, like around a second and 19 or something like that. Lamar Jackson went home and took that thing. I think it was second and 17 or something like that. And he just took it on upfield, gave him 20-something yards. All right, I take that. You know, one of the things that was dangerous about Lamar Jackson is just that he doesn't have a certain way that he likes to escape out of the pocket. He'll take whatever he can get.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, then it's off to the races, man, because you don't have anybody on the defensive side of the ball that can catch him.
It definitely does remind me of Michael Vick versus Florida State in the national championship game. It reminds me of that, dude. Like,
yeah.
He was out every alley, dude. Drop back, he out. Like, how the game is.
It was sad, too, because there was actually some plays where we had some nice coverage taken care of. Cover guys up downfield, and then, pim,
yeah.
Lamar hit you for 20 real quick.
Those be the back. And he had a buck 08 rushing. So, I mean, the big one at the end kind of helped him. But against a guy like that, I think the defense plays about as well as you could. I mean, it's like, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you look at it and you say, okay, yeah, you know, I thought that the defense played a solid game. I know you gave up 30 points, but I think, you know, at the end of the day, you saw a little bit more discipline out of the defensive ends, jetting upfield, trying to take care of some of those zone read action. It's just that when you got Lamar Jackson cutting up the middle of the field, you know, and we didn't take advantage of some of those bad balls. You knew going into the game that Lamar Jackson was going to put the ball in some bad situations, but we couldn't capitalize on him and get any takeaways. All right. I thought y'all were going to comment on it. All right. You just left me out there. Just like, all right. All right. Cool. Awesome. Good talk.
Man, I'm over there looking at 8 miles. I thought he was going to say something.
8 miles. Well, one thing that I was going to say is Carson did turn
what
the ball
say,
over.
8 Mile?
Yeah, 8 Mile. You know he's from Detroit.
Yeah, you got to lose yourself in the music.
Hey, what was the name in that movie? Rabbit or something? Like,
yeah, it was Rabbit or something.
Yeah,
D-Rabbit.
D-Rabbit.
Yeah, D-Rabbit. Yeah, there you go.
Vomit on his sweater already.
Oh, yeah,
man. Mom's spaghetti.
lose yourself in the music.
What was I gonna say? Oh,
I don't know.
Well, yeah,
can't give
Carson
up
turned the ball over again. Carson turned the ball over again, bro. We're not gonna win games with him turning the ball over. He's your quarterback. He's got to take care of the ball on a consistent basis.
Yeah.
We talked about that last week. And if your defense isn't getting any takeaways, it's gonna be a long road, man. Got to take care of the ball.
It was kind of hard, and I guess the position in the field in which he turned over the ball. He has 8 turnovers on their side of the field. Like, that's bad. Like, you're putting your defense in a bind.
Yeah.
So it's like, damn, dude, like, help us out a little bit, you know. But I'm not going to fault the quarterback at all. Yesterday, he's lucky to be walking today. He took some shots, man. Like, I was like, dude, please take him out the game.
because you could tell – That was a huge focal point for Baltimore because they were working on trying to knock that ball out a couple times. They got Ward a couple times. I think they tried to get Miles one time, but man, the one time that they got Wentz, I mean, that was textbook. One guy wrapping up, the other one snatches arm. I mean, you know, they were well trained at trying to get that ball out of there. And then Carson got lucky on the one interception that there was a roughing the passer. Because that was an interception down there on the goal line.
Yeah, I mean, you can tell that's a point of emphasis for this defense is just the ball hawk mentality, trying to punch everything out, the school of Peanut Tillman. That's something you got to practice every day to be able to do that. And they're not going to see that on a consistent basis, but shit, they better hope they don't see another team that focuses on it as much as they did because, man, the ball was all over the place. It didn't seem like they could hold on to it at all. That's a huge point of worry.
Yeah, because of the technique they use, I didn't know if they was boxing or playing football. Like, they throwing blows every down. Like, damn, dude.
Yeah,
Hey,
but before we get moving on to the next thing, we're going to just go ahead and pay one more bill here. Week 5 of football is in the books, and now it's time to review the tape and get ready for week 6. There's no better place to get in on all the action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. To add to the excitement of Week 6, DraftKings Sportsbook is bringing back their can't-miss offer. If you haven't tried DraftKings Sportsbook yet, Head to the App Store now because you don't want to miss this. DraftKings Sportsbook is giving all new users the chance to receive a sign-up bonus of up to $1,000. On top of that great sign-up offer, DraftKings offers great odds boosts every Sunday to help you make it rain. Don't worry if football isn't your thing. DraftKings is giving all you football fans a 200% profit boost on any football market once you sign up. DraftKings is a safe, reliable, and secure, making it easy for you to deposit and withdraw your money at your convenience. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code SIDE when you sign up and get up to $1,000. That's promo code SIDE to get a sign-up bonus of up to $1,000 for a limited time, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. You must be 21 and older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times of playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. There we go.
Bro, I wish I knew I had that long of a little breakout and wrote a longer commercial.
You're good.
I didn't even write anything down. I'm sure you can't tell.
Yeah, you go ahead and freestyle, man. That's what we do. I mean, that's, you know, I just had to read that because the rest of what we do is just, you know, we just go.
Hey, you say this shit like a commercial, like you made that shit up on the fly. This motherfucker got a whole little bulletin point.
Gotta get it, man. Gotta pay our bills, man. Gotta get these bills. Yeah, man. But you know what? So
we'll get you some backdrop, Jack. You need to spice up your background a little bit.
I have some. Like the wife have some, but I'm like, I ain't getting paid yet, so.
I'm gonna send you a body check flag.
Yeah. I see that.
Like the backdrop is there, dude. It's just I got a small chair. So we're there.
Yeah, it's there. Oh man. So man, we get to the end of this game, man. And so we I don't even know where to go now. So we get to the end of this game, man. And so you have a chance to win the game. We got a chance to tie the game. And they call this damn zone read again. This was their second time running it. Hurst got destroyed on it after Miles' touchdown. So you try to run it again to tie. That's the play that you try to go back to tie the game. And you had a timeout left on the clock.
Yeah, it was a bad play, but I just think he was at the end of his Rolodex, man. They done threw everything out that they had that week. Like I just think the execution of the play was bad. You know, you can't fool a defensive end and an outside linebacker that's sitting right there. Like, they didn't have the numbers. Like, that was one he should have killed and went to something else. Because it looked bad from the start. You know, if you know you're going to run a zone read to the left, I mean, you got this guy already is supposed to be unblocked and a guy sitting outside of him. There's no way we're going to get this off. So,
but why aren't you changing that though? Like, that was a bad
play call by the head coach. That was a bad call, period. You know, like 2-point conversions are supposed to be like these well thought up quick plays. Like, we don't see any of the shovel passes on the goal line anymore.
No,
y'all staple, you know, something quick. Like, you know, they don't do that anymore. Now it's more or less a pick route or read option, which it didn't work for Jalen Hurts. What makes you think it's going to work for Carson Wentz?
And the play got in late, so that's why he couldn't audible out of it, because the play got in late. And so that's my problem with this whole situation is, first of all, you ran a play going – you're coming out of 2-minute warning right there. So you're on the 1-yard line. You're going to run the quarterback sneak. You had the 2-minute warning, and you called a quarterback sneak. So you know 9 times out of 10, we're going to get this touchdown with the quarterback sneak. It's going to happen. So you would think that they had already discussed, hey, man, what's going to be our follow-up after this? What's going to be the next play? They don't get the play in until, it's 10 seconds left on the play clock? So you don't have time to audible out of anything.
It's almost like they didn't expect to be in it. Like, yeah. You know, I feel the double pass would have been a perfect spot right there in the game for the double pass, but they didn't think they were going to be in the game at the end, so they called it earlier in the game. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, or the one where, you know, they bring the – I think it's the Y or the Z, the outside receiver, where they motion him in, and as soon as they snap the ball, they throw it to him, bam, and he runs right in the end zone. They do the Alshon a lot. You know, it could have been – it was a multitude of options. It's just, I think the trust factor for the supporting cast is not there.
No.
You know, and if that is the case, which it was, I don't know why would you call a read option with Boston Scott. Like, I'm sorry, but
– I don't know. You just don't seem very well prepared in those scenarios for, like, the – you know, like, Big Red would have an – and not like I'm saying that Big Red was great with time management or anything like that.
But he had
like instances where he it was all laid out. Boom, boom, boom. This is what I'll do for this instance. This is what I'll do for this instance. And it just doesn't seem like it's that premeditated. It's just kind of like, well, fuck it, run the read zone again. You know?
Yeah.
Well, see if it works this time.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe we'll get him this time. Let's try it. Fuck it. Let's go.
Only anyone running right now, they'll never think it's coming.
Yeah, 50% ain't bad. Let's try it again.
Yeah.
Stop it again.
They tackle both of them right there,
both
man.
Of them,
right,
yeah.
Yeah, you're done.
So,
no, we're gonna...
Yeah, that was, yeah, like you said, it, like at a pivotal point of the game, you got to be prepared for those. You know, you can't, like, it just looked like from the jump, like it was going to be a box play. You know, one guy made the tackle on both of them. Like, one guy tackled them. But it was another guy there.
Yeah, so tackle both of them.
Yeah, so, you know, I think that falls on the lap of the OHC.
Yeah, know. But this is his third – I think it's his third time right now saying that he wish he would have done something different. And he, like, he came out and did an interview today.
I'll tell you what.
That I wish I would have called the timeout on that play. Or I wish against the ball.
Big,
go ahead.
He needed Big Dig Nick coming over suggesting a play to run.
Oh man!
Come on, man! Come on! And you know what? That's the question that I've always had. What was Doug gonna call it in that situation?
If it wasn't Philly,
yeah.
Then you read, motherfucker.
It's gonna be a zone read and get that shit blown up. It probably would have been a fucked up zone read and it got blown up. Instead, Nick went out there and was like, nah, damn that. I know that's going to get blown up. Let's go Philly. And then there you go.
Philly does like, yeah, let's go Philly.
Good idea.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. Because I was feeling zone reading. That shit was going to get blown up.
I was feeling zone read.
I was really leaning towards zone read.
Oh my God, that's a great idea. Where'd you come up with that?
Yeah. I'm feeling zone read with Nick Foles. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, let's do that. No, that's not gonna work. No. Yeah.
Oh man, but yeah, it was that play was honestly in that situation, you know, I mean, you've already Arthega Whiteside scored a touchdown. He scored a 2-point conversion. That worked. Let's go back to him. He's tall. Give him a jump ball. Fuck it. But they haven't used him to his physical athletic ability. They haven't used him like that. Like, yeah, you want to throw the guy a deep ball down the middle of the field, have him track it or whatever. That's fine. He drops the shit or whatever. Then you want to kill the guy. But on the goal line, man, throw it up and see if he can like out jump somebody. I haven't seen that yet. You know, and they don't have faith in the kid. I mean, in school he hasn't shown much in a year and a half, but shit, he can block.
Yeah, he can damn sure block. You can get him out there, you know. He can block, you know, and then hey, he's there ready to scoop your fumble and score. You know,
yeah. but I mean they want every receiver to be fucking DeSean Jackson. Every receiver can't be the deep ball threat and track balls like he do. Like you just gotta use these guys. Like what they're meant to be, like the Travis Fulgham kid. He's not no deep threat guy. He's just a sure hand guy. Wentz tries to get him the ball any way possible. So does the kid Ward. He's not fast, so they don't give him the routes where his speed, he has to use his speed to his advantage. So, you know, you got to start using these guys with what they bring to the table, man. Fuck it. Throw the fucking ball up. The guy's 6'3". I heard he can jump. Like, you got to try something.
Go try something, man. Go get something. I tell you what, though. I am really impressed by Travis Fulgham, though, and what he's bringing to the table, man.
Oh, yeah. Dude's a player. He can play.
Yeah. Yeah, I really like him out there. I think he's going to continue to move in the right direction, man, especially right now. You had Ertz go down with a high ankle sprain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it was looking kind of touch and go. I actually thought that they were going to, you know, trade him by the deadline.
Yeah. Do you guys remember what year was that? It was 2005 or some shit like that. Everybody was hurt. LJ was in the huddle one time, and then Westbrook got hurt. And then LJ was out in the huddle, and he was all like, man, fuck this. Everybody was hurt that year, bro. Everybody was hurt.
Yeah, we all went down. I had back surgery that year. That was 2000, right after the Super Bowl.
Yeah, you went down. Fucking Fraley went down. Shit,
bro,
who else went down?
I broke my ankle when I came in the filming for you.
Yeah, you broke your ankle in the Rams game.
We had Donovan down, Westbrook down, and that's just on offense. Yeah, bro.
No, I was down.
No, it was more than that.
Yeah, you were down.
Trey was out. Mayberry was out. Shit, man. It was bad. Like, we had Mike McMahon as a quarterback, the greatest smelling quarterback ever at practice. Like, the dude just smelled great. Like, he just fucking wore this lotion that you can't find.
All right. All right, Jack, we'll dig into that later.
Yeah, all right.
Cool. Like cologne lotion every day.
I missed your musk. I missed your musk. What is that, Black Panther?
Hey,
nah, but if you wasn't there, dude, like, it was loud. Like, you'd be like, damn, dog. Like, who just came from
like Victoria's Secret? Bath and Body Works.
Yes. Like, you know, I'm used to, it's musk. This dude,
nah.
It's like he about to go to the strip club himself. Like, he about to go clock in.
Like, he's soaking in buttermilk. You know, buttermilk and jasmine. You know, what is that?
I was like, damn, man, what's that smell? Smells amazing.
Yeah,
that was the Mike McMahon year. And man, I think we went like, oh man, it was bad. What it was like, we were 6-10 that year?
Yeah,
man, it was bad.
Yeah, 6-10, dude. Eighth game of the season, dude. It was rough.
Do you think we can beat the Giants on Thursday?
Moving on from the great, wonderful smelling Mike McMahon.
Do you think we can pull it off against the Giants?
Hey, man.
The Giants are trending up right now.
Yeah. But we're putting up points right now, man. We're putting up points.
Who is number 64 again?
I don't know.
Right?
Toe? Andy, oh, man. I don't know. He got beat with the damn a slot, you know, blitz coming off the right side. He didn't even look out there.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you expect, bro?
Yeah.
He
like, fuck
he was
it,
probably
man.
Bagging groceries a week or two ago.
Yeah. He like slapped
him. I thought he was bagging groceries.
Goddamn. Yeah, you're right.
But it was 3 jacks. It's slide protection, dog. How do you not even look outside?
Hey, man.
Yeah.
Coaching, fam. Coaching.
He
wasn't coached up for that.
It was 3 jet. I mean, look outside, dog. I mean, you had a cap safety. I mean, it was right there.
Yeah, but you know how that shit can be, like
Brett Toth.
Brett Toth.
Brett Toth.
You know how it could be. You're out there, you're getting your first shine. bro. You get out there, you don't even hear any of the calls. You're just zeroed in. Like, I gotta let this dude. I gotta stop this dude. I can't let this dude beat me.
Yeah, man. Then
grab him.
Next thing you do, he loops around to the backside, and you get beat off the edge.
Oh man. And he just let who was that? That was Winstrom, I believe, or Humphrey. He just let Humphrey just come on in there. Hey man, let me get that sack. I'm surprised he didn't get the ball out. But, I mean, you know. So.
Are we in New York? Are we in New York?
No, it's here.
Yeah, it's here. So it's you're gonna get five thousand more fans in there.
Another private dance.
Yeah, another little intimate show, you know. Yeah, so hopefully, you know, and this is a quick turnaround. So now you got to turn right back around and go get the thing ready for Thursday night, man, you know.
Yeah, but
oh,
hey,
it's
but
Thursday? But,
yes, Thursday. Yeah. After this game, don't they have a bye?
Do they? I'm not sure. I think they do have a bye week, and then they play Dallas.
Yeah, because that would be like a – the longest.
Wait, so they got the bye coming on after Thursday?
I believe so.
Or do they play Dallas first, then the bye?
Then the bye. Oh, it might be.
I don't know.
I got to check it out.
I would look on my phone, but we're recording on it, so.
Yeah, and I'm trying to get my tablet to work, and it's like, fuck you.
I'm going to look on my phone. That's why I'm looking down.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. My tablet has stopped whatever it's doing. All right, fuck it. Hey, yeah. So, yeah, they play somebody. So, we play the Jets. I mean, we play the Giants next week. And then I don't know who we got after that. I think then it's Dallas. So, I don't know. The thing that's about this team is that I don't feel confident in them just whooping anybody right now, you know, until they show it, you know, we'll see.
I mean, yeah, it's one of those years that every game is like, I don't know, are we going to win? Are we going to lose? Yeah, I don't know. Like, there's not that realm of confidence that they're giving us that they're going to go out and just put in work on the upcoming Sunday or Thursday or whatever, you know?
Yeah. I mean, they'll pull it.
They got too many people, like, banged up. Boy, they're supposed to be getting D-Jack and Alshon back this week.
Yippee!
Maybe
against all odds.
Maybe that will bring some swagger.
Swagger.
You can bring some of the swagger to the table. Have you listened to that album?
Little swagoo.
Some swagger. Has anybody? Have you listened to the album yet?
I did not. I'm sorry. I did. I'm sorry.
Longest ongoing review ever.
No, it ain't that. It's just, oh man. All right, I'm about to look on my phone and just do the Apple thingy so I can have it. I got to download it. I got to stream it on my phone so I can have it on my little playlist thingy. Then I have one next week for you. What, Against All? What is it? Jackpot?
Huh?
Is it Jackpot? The name is Jackpot.
No, it's called Against All Odds. That's the name of the
album. No, I know the artist Jackpot, right?
Ah, shit.
To be honest, I don't know what his artist name is.
Does he go by D-Jack?
The artist D-Jack.
All right, I'm gonna type in Against All Odds. Tupac gonna come up. Watch.
Yeah, but I
does he okay, go by Against 10? All Odds. Here we go.
There
definitely
you go.
Definitely look for the YouTube videos of him like catching the ball out at the park and stuff like that.
So the 11 tracks is, you know, reminiscent of the jersey number 11?
Well, he wears number 10.
I would suppose so.
But he wears number 10.
But he was 11 when he went to
Washington. He's 11 in Washington, though.
Oh, okay, so.
Yes. Remember he was the Washington Football Club?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Little buddy got two tracks on here Wayne features on. Okay, I'm going to listen to those two.
Okay. Because
I don't want to hear everybody else. Because everybody else going to just, you know, I'm going to just listen to it. Listen to his.
You got Uncle Snoop on there, too.
Oh, I see it. Number nine. All right, cool. Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and add it to the library. There it is. Add it. That thing add it, boy. You see it there?
There you go.
Against all odds,
man.
I'm gonna have that bitch for y'all, boy.
Yeah, married, Buried in the queue. Buried in the queue. Buried in the queue.
We'll give a full review on the album next week when we do this. Hopefully after we're talking about a win against New York. You know, so.
Yeah, that'll work, man.
Yeah.
So what, all right. Hey, what are the standings right now in the East? Is Dallas up top right now?
Awful.
Yeah.
The
Giants are 1-4.
Yeah, the Giants are 1-4. Like everybody, I think the Cowboys has 2 wins.
Yeah, they're 2-3.
Yeah. So.
So if we win this week, we could possibly have a share for the lead.
Well, with our tie, will take us up.
So if Dallas loses and we win, we're first place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you ain't first, you're last.
Shake and bake.
We're 1-4-1 and second in the East.
Yeah, boy. 2020.
They're going to host a playoff game and have like 5 wins.
Bro, they're not even going to be 500 and host a playoff game.
Yeah. Such a ripoff.
Against all odds, dude.
Against all odds. You heard it.
Yeah. Against all odds, man. But cool, man. This is hilarious, man. Dude, it was cool again, hanging out with you guys, man, talking a little football, chopping it up. You know, we got body check. Get your CBD on, man. Get the body
Don't
check.
Don't worry, dude. I'm going to have something to promote next week.
Yeah.
I'm going to write my shit up.
Yeah,
when I get my background straight, I'm going to come at you, motherfuckers.
There you go.
I'm going to send you a flag, Jack. I'm going to send you a flag.
Yeah, I'll send you a painting. I'll go ahead and put together a painting and mail you a painting, dude. You know,
I have several.
Yeah, I would get my CBD on so I can relax the mind and, you know.
Yeah. A little CBD Pinot Palette collab.
Yes, that's exactly. Yeah, good times. All right, cool, man. Hey, man, all right, be safe, man. Until the next time.
Later, all right, dude.
Toodaloo, motherfucker. Hey.